All right, welcome to the show. I am back. It's been a while, but I am back, and I'm excited to be here. My name is Gary Zimek, and this is the Gary Zimek Show. Before I go any further, I want to let you know how grateful I am for your comments, for your donations, for your prayers. I needed some time off. I was traveling, completely burned out, and I really needed some time to ponder what's the future for the show. And you know, it's funny. Your messages help me. I really wanted the Lord to work through you, because the Lord can speak to us in so many different ways. He worked through so many of you. The fact that you took the time to write to me, the fact that you took the time to set up donations, new subscriptions, to send in one-time donations, whatever, you showed me that you really care about the work that I do, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. And I'm also thankful for your patience with me, because it has been a crazy time. I've been looking for additional ways to bring in income. It gets challenging being a full-time evangelist sometimes, but there are, you know, you got to look for opportunities, and you have to look at certain things in your life that you're doing, activities that you're doing, and question, is this what God wants me to be doing at one point, at this particular point in my life? So the bottom line is the way I'm going with this thing now. And honestly, I didn't get this full revelation until earlier today. I decided that I want to continue the show. I mean, obviously, I love doing it. The only danger is, will it take me away from doing the things that I need to do to earn a living for my family? I think for the time being, we will continue. We will continue with the 30-minute format. And here's what I think I want to do with this. I want to do the daily mass readings. We're going to eliminate the break. Typically, what I do is take a break in the middle, play the Christopher minute. That was good. I enjoy doing that, but I'm going to try to run straight through it. We'll see how this goes, and you let me know what you think of this. I'm going to read the daily mass readings. And then I think one of the greatest documents that I have in my collection, or that exists, is the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I've tried this in the past. The Catechism has so much good information. But if we're not careful, it can really make for dull radio, depending on how I read it. But I think if I, and again, I just feel the need to do this because I've been wanting to dig into the Catechism again. I've read it several times, and each time I read it, I come up with something new. I'm going to do the readings, which we're going to have the inspired Word of God as the start, you know, the first half, more or less, of the show. And that's why I want to cut the break, so that if I go a little over on the readings or a little under, it's not going to mess anything up. We'll do the daily mass readings, let the Lord speak to us through sacred scripture, and then we'll let him speak to us through his church. Jesus Christ founded a church. That church is the Catholic Church. We have an incredibly rich body of teaching given to us by the Catholic Church. And I think the Catechism is a book that needs to be addressed. We need to look at the Catechism because we need to hear what the church is teaching. But the way I plan to do it is I'll read something from the Catechism. We're going to start at the beginning because there is some groundwork laid that is incredibly powerful. But if it gets confusing, see, here's the beauty of this. If it gets a little confusing, I'll pause and explain it in to try to have it make a little more sense. Not that I'm some super genius or something, but I've been studying this book and the Catholic faith for quite a while now, and I like practicality. I want to be able to apply the teaching of the church as well as scriptures to my daily life. And I think that's what the Lord wants too. This is not just knowledge for the sake of having knowledge. The only reason we learn the teachings of the church is we want to grow closer to Christ, and it's his church. So the more we learn about the church, the more we learn about him. The more we learn about him, the more we know him, the more we love him, and the more we are able to share him with others. That's why we're here. So with that in mind, today I'm going to look at the Mass readings from Daily Mass, and then we'll spend some time looking at a few words from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. If it doesn't work, we'll change the plan and try something new. But I really believe this will work. I feel this is where the Lord wants me to take this show right now. I could use the pre-recorded interviews from Spirit in the Morning, but if you want to hear the interviews from Spirit in the Morning, you can listen to the podcast from my show, Spirit in the Morning. I want to give you some additional content. Will this get tough for me to do 30 minutes a day? I'm not sure. It might. Why don't we try it one day at a time and see how it works? You can let me know if you find it helpful. All right, so that's the plan. I am here again, very grateful to be here, grateful for the fact that you came back after I took a little break. Let's pray, and then we'll get on with the show. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for allowing us to come together once again on Blog Talk Radio. Father, thank you for all of the wonderful listeners to this program. Thank you for loving us with an unconditional love. Thank you for your presence, your constant presence in our lives, Father in heaven. We ask you to continue to guide us and help us to deal with the various situations and challenges that we face every day. Father, help us to learn more about you, to learn more about your Son, Jesus, to learn more about the Holy Spirit who dwells inside of us. We present to you all of our problems, anything we're concerned about, we give them to you now. Father, we ask you to bring about world peace. We ask you to put an end to abortion. We ask you to help us to overcome our fears about sharing you with other people, because the world keeps telling us that our faith should be a private matter. So we ask you to grant us the strength or the fortitude that we need to be able to go share you with others, with the world that very much needs to hear your message. And I ask you, Father, to give me the words today. Give me the words that I should speak on the program, and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, here we go. I've been away for a little while, so it might take me a few minutes to get back up to speed. I am Gary Zimek, and I'm so glad to be with you here on the program. Today, we're going to look at the Mass readings from Tuesday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time. To put it into perspective, we're at the 28th week in Ordinary Time. There are 33 weeks in Ordinary Time, plus the 34th week, the 34th Sunday in Ordinary Time, is the Solemnity of Christ the King. So we're really looking at 34 weeks in Ordinary Time before we start the church year all over again with the Advent season. So what's that mean? We've got 6 weeks to go? I mean, that's kind of shocking, isn't it? But I always like to be able to put it what we're talking about in some kind of a framework so we know where we are in the church year. Today we will look at the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Now, we started this yesterday. I didn't do a show yesterday, but the church began this letter of St. Paul to the Romans. It is the first letter of St. Paul's that appears in the Bible. Not the first one he wrote, but it's the longest. And the way the letters of St. Paul are organized in the New Testament, they are organized by length. So we're going to see the longest letter first, which is Romans. Romans is a tough one. Romans can be very challenging. So we're going to try to keep it as simple as possible. Today we read from Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 25. Brothers and sisters, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, for Jew first and then Greek. For in it is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous by faith will live. The wrath of God is indeed being revealed from heaven against every impiety and wickedness of those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. For what can be known about God is evident to them, because God made it evident to them. Ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in what he has made. As a result, they have no excuse, for although they knew God, they did not accord him glory as God or give him thanks. Instead, they became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless minds were darkened. While claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likeness of an image of mortal man, or of birds, or of four-legged animals, or of snakes. Therefore, God handed them over to impurity through the lusts of their hearts for the mutual degradation of their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and revered and worshiped the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Strong words from St. Paul. He's really trying to get the attention of his readers, trying to get our attention. What's the message for us? You know, we might think that we don't worship idols. We worship more idols than we think we do. Anytime someone or something is more important to us than God, or if we can't find time to say our prayers, or if we can't find time to say God because we're too busy watching TV or on the internet or hanging out with a friend or whatever it is, if we don't have the time to talk to God every day, or especially, even worse, if we don't have the time to go to Mass on Sunday, which is an obligation, we don't have that time, we are worshiping idols. So many times we fall into that, even though we look at these people back 2,000 years ago and we think, oh, they're so primitive, they're worshiping idols, how dumb is that? Again, we could be doing the same thing. It's just something that we want to keep in mind and be aware of. And that's the message that is screaming to me when I read this. Every one of us can do this. Do we trust in God, or do we trust in money? Do we trust in comfort? Do we trust in earthly things? Not that these things are necessarily bad. It's just who comes first when you have a problem in your life. Do you pray about it, or do you worry and start trying to look for solutions? Nothing wrong with looking for solutions. God wants you to do it. There is something wrong with worry, on the other hand. But before you start trying to fix your problems, you should make it a point to say a prayer. You know, you can't shut them out. So this idol worship, it's serious business. We need to make sure that God is number one in our life. That's what he wants. Today's psalm is from Psalm 19. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. This particular psalm is often used for in what is known as the Liturgy of the Hours, the official prayer of the church. It's used for apostle feast days quite often. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament proclaims his handiwork. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. And that last phrase is one of the reasons that it's used for apostle feast days. So certainly this pertains to St. Paul. His voice goes out to all the earth. He was the apostle to the Gentiles. He was the guy chosen directly by Jesus to bring the gospel message to the pagans, to the Gentiles. So St. Paul spoke to people who were worshiping idols, who didn't necessarily believe in God or had a limited belief in God. But he speaks to us as well through the years. This was written close to 2,000 years ago, but it's every bit as pertinent, or that first reading is every bit as pertinent as it was when it was first written. We got to watch out about the idol worship. And in this responsorial psalm, comes from Psalm 19, through all the earth, their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world, their message. The Apostle Paul, who was an apostle, you know, sometimes we think since he wasn't one of the original 12, he was not an apostle. He was an apostle. He was called, like as I said, by Jesus to spread the good news. His message goes right to us today. So don't think it doesn't apply, because it really does apply. The gospel, man, it's another tough one. But again, if we're going to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, we need to be able to be willing to hear what he has to say, even when it's not pleasant, and even if it's not what we want to hear, because otherwise it wouldn't be a real relationship. Today we go to Luke chapter 11, verse 37 through 41. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. Jesus entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. The message from Jesus to us is, don't just go through the motions. I did it for years. I went to church, thought I was being a good Catholic. You know, deep down inside, I realized that I wasn't that good of a Catholic. But that didn't stop me from looking down on those people who maybe didn't go to church or maybe missed Mass sometimes, right? I started to think that I was better than them. But the life that I lived outside of church for 1 hour a week was not the life that a Christian should live. I kept my relationship with the Lord, and it was a pretty pathetic one, not because of him, but because of me, confined to 1 hour, maybe a little less, each week. And a lot of times I would sit there, my mind would be elsewhere. I would literally go through the motions, thinking that, all right, I'm going to church, doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's not what the Lord expects from us. So when you look at that gospel saying, it's possible to go through the motions, go through the externals, follow all the practices, say my prayers, yeah, go to Mass, pick up my missal, say what I'm supposed to say, sing the songs, and still not live in a way that a Christian should live. Absolutely, it's possible to do that. And if you're not convinced, read that first reading again where St. Paul is saying, just because you know of God, just because you know the regulations, just because you know what you're supposed to do doesn't mean that he's number one in your life. It doesn't mean that you really know him. What you have to ask yourself is, do I have anything or anyone in my life that's more important than God? Now, that does not mean that if you're married and you have a family, that you're supposed to spend all of your time in church. That's not at all what that means. You love God by loving your family. It really depends on your state of life. But when people or things get in the way of your relationship with the Lord, if you start neglecting the Lord because of people or things, then you've got a problem. Then you've got a problem in your life. So that's something you should take to prayer. And we can all, look, I do it too. There are times when I neglect the Lord and things get in the way. So I've got to be careful of that too. Something for all of us to think about. So there you go. There's the first readings. They're good today, aren't they? I got fired up. All right. I realize I didn't take a sip of my beverage du jour. Almost over halfway through the program. It's time. That was good. I was thirsty. Today I've got a can of Coke Zero, so that's my beverage du jour. And if you are new to the program, please remember snacking and drinking. I would prefer that you keep it non-alcoholic, but snacking and drinking are encouraged. Whatever you can do, I want you to relax. We're just two friends sitting around the table talking about Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church. That's what this show has always been about. That's what this show will continue to be about. I just realized we are almost 20 minutes into the show, and I didn't even address total consecration. If you have made your total consecration, congratulations. Just wait till you see what the Blessed Mother does in your life. I mean, it's going to be powerful. She is getting to work, and she's doing some great things, even though you might not see them. Give her some chance to work. You're going to see wonderful things. Okay, catechism. And remember, I don't want this to be boring. I don't want it to be dull. I don't know how fast I'm going to go with this. I might take my time. I want it to be practical. And I think there's so much good information here. So let's see what happens. If you don't have a copy, I strongly recommend you get a copy. You can also find it online, the Vatican website, the USCCB, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops website has it online. You can find it very cheaply, the paperback version at a bookstore. I've got the large hardback version of the book, which has a lot of great footnotes. It is really a great book. So let's take a look. From the beginning, we'll look at the prologue of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. This version came out in the early 90s, and this is the version I'm using is the revised version. They revised it in 1997, Initially, it was released in 1992 under the pontificate of St. John Paul II. And it was revised. A couple changes were made to it. But here we go. The Life of Man, and this is paragraph one. We're going to start at the beginning in the prologue of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The Life of Man, to know and love God. God, infinitely perfect and blessed in himself, in a plan of sheer goodness, freely created man to make him share in his own blessed life. So let's think about this for a minute. You were created by God to share in the life of God. Don't think for a minute that he needed you. It's not like he was lonely and he needed to create some people so they could keep him company. God created you solely out of love because he wanted you to share in his life. Now, what's confusing is we are born into this earthly life. And it can be challenging at sometimes. It can be downright unpleasant, miserable, whatever it is. You could be suffering greatly. This is only a small, small, small part of your overall life. You were created to live with God forever in heaven, in total happiness. Chances are you haven't thought about that today. We need to think about that more, because otherwise we're going to be miserable, because all we're seeing are the problems that we face on earth. It doesn't mean that you can't have happiness on earth. You absolutely can. You cannot have happiness on earth without having a relationship with the Lord. So you're going to need a relationship with the Lord, and I'm sure you already have that, because you wouldn't be listening to this show if you didn't. But that's something you can constantly work on. But understand that God created you because he loves you so much that he wanted to share his life with you. For this reason, the Catechism says, at every time and in every place, God draws close to man. He calls man to seek him, to know him, to love him with all his strength. So you are called by God to seek God, to know God, and to love God. He wants you to have an intimate relationship with him. He will not force his way into your life. He created you because he loves you. But that relationship can only get good if you say yes. It has to work both ways. God's reaching out to you. Now, are you going to reach back to him? And again, he wants it. Do you want it? He calls together all men, scattered and divided by sin, into the unity of his family, the church. To accomplish this, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son as Redeemer and Savior. In his Son and through him, he invites men to become, in the Holy Spirit, his adopted children, and thus heirs to his blessed life. All right, there's a lot that was said there, so we have to step back and really try to take a look at what was just said there. God calls together all men, scattered and divided by sin, into the unity of his family. So God is calling all of us into his family, the church. So as members of the church, we're all part of the same family. So you and me, we're brothers and sisters. That's pretty cool, right? And we have God as our Father. Just try to picture that for a minute. I know we know all this stuff, but you know, if you don't take the time to think about it, chances are you're not going to be very happy. You might be really having a bad day. And the thought of having God as your Father might be just what you need to change that bad day into a great day. To accomplish this, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son as Redeemer and Savior. When the fullness of time had come. In other words, God has a plan. He's got his own schedule. And this drives us crazy because we like to ask for something and get an immediate response. I ask for a need from God and I expect him to respond right away. I don't want to wait. A lot of us don't like to wait. We live in a society where we're told that we should be able to get what we want as soon as we want it. We don't like to wait in line at a fast food restaurant. When our internet gets too slow, we get frustrated. We like to get what we want as soon as we want it. But see, God has his own schedule. He's got a timetable. When the fullness of time had come, Jesus came to earth. It took thousands of years. People were waiting for the Savior for thousands of years. Nope, not yet. Not time yet. When's he coming? When the fullness of time had come, when God decided now was the time, the Savior was sent into the world. And in his Son and through his Son, God the Father invites men to become, in the Holy Spirit, his adopted children, and thus heirs of his blessed life. So now that Jesus Christ has come to earth and took on human flesh, he became one of us while still remaining divine, while still remaining God, because of that, you and me, we are now God the Father's adopted children. And we are invited to share in his life. Now, you know, I'm going to leave it right there because I don't want to rush this thing. I want you to think about that today. And I think this is something that we take for granted far too often, don't we? That we are adopted sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. So if you haven't talked to your Heavenly Father today, give him a shout out. Talk to the Father, your Father. Pray in Our Father. Talk to him freely, like I do at the start of the show. When I pray at the beginning of this program, I talk to my Heavenly Father and your Heavenly Father. We've got the same Father, which is really cool. That means we are related, right? But just talk to him today. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you for creating me out of love and for welcoming me into your special family, and for allowing me to be able to live with you forever in heaven. Now, that's an incredible privilege. If you don't spend time thinking about that, you're not going to get that message from the world, and you can easily become overwhelmed by the problems that you face. But I'm going to leave it there. And again, we will continue this walk through the catechism. We're going to do scripture and the catechism every day, and we'll see if we can keep it entertaining. I have a feeling we can, because it's good stuff. It's just if I hit you with it rapid fire and just read to you without explaining it, then it's going to sound really boring. And I don't want it to be boring. I want it to be real. I want you to leave this program today thanking your Heavenly Father, or being grateful that your Heavenly Father created you for who you are. He didn't create you for some motive or something on his part. He created you because he loves you. And he wants you to share in his life. And as a result, you are really special to him. And you can't earn his love. There's nothing you can do to make God love you any more or any less. Which means when you mess up, when you do something wrong, he's still going to love you. You can't buy or earn God's love. It never changes. You know, that's a really special characteristic of God. So make sure you thank him for that. Make sure you talk to him today. Just say, hi, Father, thank you. So glad to be a part of your family. And as we close the program, I want to say that I'm grateful to have you as a part of my listening family, and a part, you know, of my family as well, because we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Because of Christ, because of the fact that he came to earth, we all are part of the family with our Father in heaven. So that's a special thing. And I'm so grateful that you listened to the program today. Again, thanks for your donations. Thanks for your prayers. Keep them coming if you can. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go if you want to send a donation, a one-time donation, if you'd like to. If you like what you hear and you think, all right, I want to make sure Gary sticks around. Again, those monthly subscriptions, they are huge. So if it's for $10, it's 33 cents a day. It means a huge deal to me. If you could do more, I would appreciate that as well. I'm at a point, you know the deal, where financially it's a struggle, but I'm going to hang in there for as long as I can. And you're a big part of that. So again, thank you so much. You'll be in my prayers. Please keep me in your prayers as well. I got to run. For more information, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. If you need anything, let me know. You can email me through the website or email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. Thanks for listening. It's good to be back. And we'll talk to you next time. God bless. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.